Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Here we are. There's a happy pride going on right now.
Yeah.
The Cthulhu and Friends are sponsoring? Hosting a Geekly Pride shirt thingy.
It is at CAF Podcast on Twitter, and it is their pinned tweet.
Hell yeah.
It is Cthulhu/friends.creator/spring.com.
Cool. Well, it's a pretty radical design. So go ahead and check that out for Pride. And the proceeds are going to be donated to the Trevor Project? Is that right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Sick.
Thank you, everybody, for taking a break from listening to the Roll for Streetwise album on various streaming platforms so that you can come listen to the podcast. That was very nice of you.
Yeah, and then when you're done, you better get right back to listening.
Are you guys the number one, thing on Spotify?
Taylor Swift actually dropped off of all streaming platforms because she realized there's just no point anymore.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm just gonna quit music, actually.
We're at 339 monthly listeners, and no one's ever been higher.
That's so true.
I saw a Nicki Minaj song today that had 1 billion downloads.
What?
So.
Was it a Roll for Streetwise song that she did collaborated? It was like a Roll for Streetwise cover?
Yeah, was it a cover?
I don't think it had anything to do with D&D or anything.
I don't understand that.
Michael, it's rude of you to suggest that anyone is more successful than us. And I don't like it.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone is
worse. But don't suggest it, though.
Yeah, don't suggest
everyone.
It.
Oh, my God.
The least successful person.
Well, we're very successful for most of us having day jobs.
Yeah.
If you put us in that category, we're doing great. I think
doing great.
That's true.
I wish we're doing better because of my roof.
We're living full lives.
How do we know that Nicki Minaj doesn't have a day job, though?
It's true.
Previously on Greetings Adventurers.
Keep talking about all this revolution, rebellion, resistance business.
I also know that you seem to have some magic abilities.
Are they sabotaging the mines?
Okay, there's been maybe some light sabotaging.
What if when they come, there's an army of giant ants?
But you do have a ring of protection.
It's real? It's not a joke?
The first magic item!
But it's Theonite. It's not magic.
It is magic. Come on. Am I right?
I know it is. But it doesn't set off the tech magic.
What would I do? Like, go to the cemetery at midnight, meet Lucy, give her sausage rolls, and then go to the White Spire?
You're grounded. You can't perform anymore. You're grounded. You have to stay inside. You're grounded. You're grounded.
I'm in the cellar.
You're grounded.
She jumps in the air. Nope, I'm aired. I throw the burrito in.
The rest of the resistance, I thought you met at the spire.
Huh?
I thought you met at the spire.
What?
The spire!
But it's gorgeous right here. It's just you can see for miles and you're at a mountain lake.
Lucy, you said that the ants are eventually gonna overrun Rhymeford and kill everyone that I have dear to me, which you clearly set up a problem.
I was being a little dramatic, but you know.
Honestly, I don't really want anyone in Rhymeford to die.
Right.
I just want the OT group that is coming here. I don't necessarily want them to die either. I want them to be scared away. So you really just need to, and maybe you don't even need all the ants. You just need a few targeted ants.
I think I can definitely do that.
Okay.
I think that'll work.
So we probably need to send out someone to see where the OT group is. Like, they're like, we need an outpost to give us to let us know when they're on their way.
What if we got Drop Bear to do it? They're perfect.
Oh.
Because the OT won't see them coming.
That is true.
That is actually true.
Just then, Drop Bear comes up the last switchback.
I thought we were meeting at the bottom.
Is it okay, Rourke and Lucy, if we give one of those stones to Mr. Dropbear?
Yeah, let me just clear my cache.
This plan might just work.
Basically, the problem is that the mine is on the left side of town, and the OT is coming from the right. Lucy is going to lead the ants down and attack them on the road. And then we're going to have it so they can just follow them back clearly to the cave. It's not a great plan.
Is there any way that we could cause some way for their path to be rerouted so that they would have to come on a different way?
Ooh, hack their GPS.
Yeah.
Can we?
Maybe there's a problem on the road.
Mudslide.
An avalanche.
Michael, can we, so you a said the water elevator is broken. Mm-hmm. What if we break it more so that no one can? No, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
Sorry, everyone, we trapped you in here for good reason. Chuck says they're not going to attack the OT. That's Chuck's plan. I don't know what your guys' plan
is. The ants are not going to?
No, Chuck is not. Chuck's not going to attack the OT with the ants.
Oh, okay.
Chuck is just hoping that the ants are enough of a problem and that we can distract the OT by giving them a new problem. Like, isn't this so much worse than a newsman?
Yeah, I feel like they're still going to be upset about that.
Oh, yeah, no, it's bad. It's not bad. We're in a bad situation.
It's not going to be great for Celine. Like, this is only kind of dealing with it.
Yeah, I'm going to cut Celine's Achilles tendons and push her down the switchback and just like, you're good.
I need those.
But does that sound about right, gang? Lucy's going to lead a force of ants and other creatures to the road before town?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then we'll cut them off.
And we know they're coming soon, so.
Yeah. And even though it's not a great plan, we're in such a bad spot. We can't currently, without throwing Celine under the bus, I don't think there's a much better plan.
We could have another planning episode, though.
That's true.
Have we really thought about plans enough? Should we have a meeting about plans?
Stop the recording. Let's talk.
Time out.
Just so that I'm clear where you're going with this, what are you hoping that the OT does?
Like, what's the best case scenario?
You hope they see ants and then they chase them down and go into the mine and then clear out the mine, or?
Yeah, that, I think that's the best case scenario. And
I feel like that slash, at least for Celine's part, she is hoping to give them a new thing to deal with that's not.
Right, like Celine, if you say, oh, I was so distracted, I was unable to kill Decacog, but look, right, I uncovered.
Right, but this other thing. Yeah.
Another Theanite deposit. So
what if we have the ants attack and then Celine comes in to like save the day from the ants?
Like a whole staged thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's not bad either. That's good too.
And the ants are like trained to do like a stunt crew of ants.
Yeah,
exactly. And like also like what if we're all like just look like shit, like we've been fighting like crazy in the
yes.
mines against these ants.
We take some of the dead ant mandibles and we clamp them really hard against our arms and stuff like that to give us like scrapes, but not really bad stuff.
Oh my god, do I have something? I can use prestidigitation.
Can you now?
He's gonna be in front of the OT.
JK!
Hey everybody, I'm just gonna zone a truth us real quick. What's that? Ow, ow,
you're taking me to jail?
Stop hitting me.
Hey, it's your boy back at it again with another magic spell.
OT, I got this one. OT, you look hurt. Let me cure wounds. Nailed it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Michael, what is like a disguise if I wanted to do us all up? Would that be like a persuasion, a performance?
I think.
A stealth? A sleight of hand?
It's either sleight of hand or performance. It's a weird one,
it's
right?
It's also a tool. So you,
yeah, there's a tool.
If you're trained in
a disguise kit, I have one of those.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you, it's
and
like
that's not magic. That's just like disguise.
Yeah. I barely understand how tools work, even though I've read Xanathar's Guide to Tools a lot.
I mean, it's just like you just got a little thing full of like mustaches and fake noses.
That's
and
exactly like, what Rourke says.
I think you add your proficiency bonus to the roll for it, but not your ability, so it's like, then that is worse than doing a performance role, so it's like, well, fuck you, tool, but I don't know.
I just mean, like, logistically.
Logistically.
Like, you don't have to use magic to disguise yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
So I can do that. That's a viable plan, I feel.
Yeah.
Another thing I was just thinking about as far as if we go with this plan to trick the OT and act like we've been fighting the ants and such. Which we have.
Not a total trick, just a little white lie.
Should we let, like, Ratma in on it? Like, should anyone else in the town know?
I feel like we told her a chunk of it.
Yeah, just to, but I guess the thing will be that we're like, oh, we were doing all this, like, and the town didn't, like, even know. We had, like, a little party that went out.
Sure.
Did stuff. And Michael, can you remind me again of what exactly the headline was that was going to go out on the newspaper? What was the story again?
It wasn't that bad.
I think it was.
It was horrendous.
I think it was really bad.
It was almost as if somebody made it bad on purpose.
Yeah. I mean, I am just going to say it's fake news. It's yellow journalism. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to try to discredit DeckaKai.
I believe the headline was something along the lines of...
it was something about the OT.
Failed OT assassination.
Yeah, something
tries
like
to shut
that.
Down the paper or something like that.
Because it was DeckaKai saying he escapes. He foiled the OT's assassination attempt in like a magic-filled battle.
Okay,
so good like
news,
I said.
The good news is I've already... Jennifer/Shalane has already thought of an explanation for this. It's like... He went in the mines and he's going crazy. He's having hallucinations.
Gaslight.
Is DeckaKai still buying my drawings or has that ship sailed?
I mean, he's gone.
You lost your job, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's hard.
You gotta find a new one.
I can't like sentiment. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, wow. You lost your first job. How's it feel?
It's. I don't know. I'm kind of don't have anything to read.
All right, so speaking of Screech, wasn't Screech going to go ahead and try to scout them on the road or whatever? Was that a thing you were still going to do?
Yeah, no, I think that's a good idea.
All right, so describe to me how you're gonna do this.
So wait, I'm not in Screech form.
You can be. It can be the night of the seventh day.
If it's night, I'm not going as Screech. Yeah, I think I would probably go, I would stick to the woods. I'd stick stealthy. I'm probably in I'm in costume, but it's a quick release. Yeah, one that I can like, it's like those tracksuit pants that you can just tear off if you're like, yeah.
Wait, your costume is like that, or your
this costume is? Yeah, this is a like a modified version for like quickly getting back to my Screech form if I need to. Under my Screech clothes is my regular costume.
Okay. How many dollars did you spend to buy this?
Huh? Oh, dollars. I make those. So a lot.
Did you bring your printing press?
Well, no, but I mean, you know.
Is it just a cricket?
But it's like literally a cricket.
He has a full trunk full of dollars.
That's why he's so good at newspaper drawings, because he forges so many dollar.
Yes.
I tried to draw them all by hand. Yeah. So, yeah, I'd be going in the woods.
Okay.
Like, I want the opportunity to come out as Screech if it comes up, but...
All right, well, I'm going to have you give me a survival roll.
Oh, my God, because of woods?
Yeah.
I'm sitting here thinking, good thing I got that nat 1 out of the way when I rolled the last time for nothing, and then I got a nat 1.
Okay.
Is that good?
It's not great. You go down to the road and,
get run over by a horse.
You like think you heard something and you see wagon tracks.
Which way are the hooves or feet of the animal pointing?
They're pointed towards town.
Okay. Okay. Could have been somebody leaving. We could have gotten lucky. Okay. A lot of feet?
Yeah.
Or does it just look like one animal?
No, it is multiple horses.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I would hightail it after it.
Okay. You're just gonna haul ass after it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, grappling hook and, of course, the rocket boots that I said I had.
rocket boots have not come up as of yet.
Yeah, it was really weird. I thought I would have mentioned that.
Yeah, I guess David edited it out. I don't know.
That was on an episode you weren't on, Michael.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So go ahead and roll. I would say probably, I was going to say agility, but that's Marvel superheroes and embedded in my brain since 1984. So what I'm actually going to have you roll is acrobatics.
13.
13. All right.
Yeah, is it good?
It's not great.
It's better than one. That is a 1300% increase, Michael. Or 1200% increase? Right?
I don't do that.
Yeah.
I don't do math. All right. So describe to me yourself grappling through the forest, but like, and you're doing it, but it's not pretty.
Yeah, so I go and I'd grapple the first tree, pull myself up. It looked like it was going to be super graceful. Oops, my pants got caught on a branch. They're left behind. It's okay, I got two more pairs of pants. I grapple past the next tree. Oops, second pair gone. We're down to one pair of pants.
Oh, no.
I hope that nothing else bad happens. You guessed it. Third pair of pants gone.
Now you're just down to your five pairs of shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got five pairs of shorts, but each one of them has printed on it my actual dick and balls, so it doesn't even matter.
On like a bad day too.
Yeah.
It's like cold out.
But it's still fast.
You're wearing your Thursday underwear, and it's motherfucking Saturday.
It's very embarrassing.
Cool. Well, up ahead, you see a little cloud of dust, as if you're gaining upon some sort of traveling caravan. It's actually just one carriage.
Oh, my God.
So you see one carriage up ahead.
Okay. I mean, got to get there. Because it's, you know, it's like, how close are we to town at this point?
You're probably a couple miles, so you got a little bit of time, but not a ton.
Okay. And the point, like our plan was to, they're gonna reach the ants, right? Or are the ants not in place yet?
I believe we wanted you to tell us when they're coming,
to give us a heads up so that we could send the ants.
Oh, I'm going to text on the stone while I'm swinging.
Yeah, because we gave you the stone.
Oh, right.
Okay, then back at our zone, Michael, we will...
Shit, Lucy!
Oh, fuck. I puke in a bush, and then
Wait, we need to look like we've been, like, fighting.
Yeah,
Oh, don't puke in the bush. Puke on yourself.
Yeah, run.
Somebody slap me!
I slap Celine.
I punch Celine in the stomach.
No!
They get there and it looks like only Celine's been fighting.
Just kick my ass. I'm like, guys, no. No, I'm thinking more like, I like Celine, like, rips her dress, like, the sleeve a little bit.
Celine, your bodice is showing.
No, like the arm. Like the arm part. And, like, I've got, like, dirt on me.
Can I say that we would like to give each other defensive wounds that look like defensive wounds and not, like, ourselves giving each other defensive wounds?
I was honestly thinking about it, but I was like, maybe I shouldn't since
if they ask,
beating me.
Don't let them put my teeth near your bite marks. They're going to figure out that I beat you.
Rip out a tooth, and that way the bite marks will be different.
So true. I assume, because you mentioned before that there was, like, dead ants, so we could probably take some of that dead ant stuff and stab us with it. And
oh, so true.
If there's any, like, ant goo, we could put it on us. I don't know, foot.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Celine does have an artful little scratch, like, on her cheek, you know?
Yeah.
Like a little sexy one.
Hello, I am Celine. You can tell by the fact that my hair is not parted the same way that you saw me last that I am in distress.
I am in distress, and I have been following the orders of the OT as much as possible. Yes.
What's that? I smell like ant shit? I didn't realize.
Okay, so where are you all hanging out to wait for them? Or I guess to just tell me what you're doing. You just got the message that they're coming.
Can we meet them half a mile outside of town?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Half a mile outside of town.
Is there, like, a long way, like, south, Michael, so that we don't have to lead these fucking ants through the town? Because that's also a very important part of the plan. Which, well, ants could probably walk down the face of the cliff if we just sprint down.
If Lucy, I don't know, how much control does Lucy have over these ants?
I don't know, man.
She's got pretty good control. She can ride one of them.
Could we ride the ants?
No.
I don't want to, so I'm happy about that.
You're probably too big.
I think that's very rude.
You're huge.
Fuck you.
I just had another idea. So instead of, like, in my mind at first, I was like, okay, we should be, like, actively pretending to fight the ants when we see them. But instead, what if we have the ants on, like, leashes and stuff? Like, oh, we captured these. We had a big battle. I mean, I guess maybe they're going to be like,
I think we should be like, hey, don't go anymore. We got all these ants, and have all, like, some dead ants by us. Yeah. And then have Lucy send more ants at us.
Okay, I like that. I like that.
Have we made an ant crossing sign?
Oh, no.
Beware ant
attack. I guess no one really knows about them, so there wouldn't be a sign.
Yeah.
Like, the town doesn't.
They'd see the ants crossing at the ant crossing sign. They'd let their guard down, be like, oh, okay. My God, this is so cool. Isn't nature wonderful? And then the ants would attack.
Look at them. They know where to cross.
It's like, wow, that ant must be really close to me. No, sir. They're half a mile away.
That's just how big they are.
Whoa. Yeah, I mean, the goal is to fight the ants. Chuck wants the OT to kill all the ants. The potential problems is, will Lucy send the ants to fight the OT in this haphazard way? Is Lucy able to get the beetles, the scorpions, the dragonflies, and shit like that to get out there as well? That's the question. But we would like to do as much of that as possible. That's what Chuck wants. That's the perfect thing for Chuck. But again,
I'm into it.
That's asking a lot, and it is kind of a tough situation. We're playing catch up here, friends.
You're meeting them half a mile outside of town,
mm-hmm.
and you're bringing ants with you?
As many as we can. How about we have the ants attack them first, and then we come in
and
help them? I think someone suggested that last time, and I said no, because I wanted them to kill all the ants, but I think that makes sense.
But is Lucy going to be chill with just sending her ants in there?
We should absolutely not have Lucy go in. We should say thank Lucy and then tell her to leave.
But how is she going to send the ants?
She, like, stands back and does it.
But I'm just saying, is she going to be okay with sending her ants in to die?
She loves to kill them.
This is a good trial, I think.
I don't know.
Michael, did she say that?
I think she's just making them.
She definitely does not have good she can't just send them wherever she wants them. She doesn't control them.
I think we were saying we're gonna put a fuck ton of
like meat and stuff.
Good garbage.
Yeah.
And shit like that. So the ants go there.
Okay.
Yes. So we've probably been doing that for the past day.
An ant crossing sign so they know to cross there.
Okay. Yeah, they're very bureaucratic, which is true, by the way. So we would probably have set up an area where there's a bunch of bugs milling about a half mile from town.
And they're gonna be like, what the fuck is this?
What the fuck is this?
I do think that will throw them off guard.
I agree. And then whether or not we jump in to look like heroes, we'll see. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's true. Honestly, if the ants deal with them,
if the ants kill them, I think that's good.
That would be ideal, actually.
But it would create a big problem. I think the best case scenario is that the ant kills the two most hardline members, and then some nerd is like, oh, haha, finally, I got the two people above me out of the way. Yes, yes, this is good. And then they freaking go all Sith, right? You know what I'm talking about? And they love that their friends are dead. So, yeah, that probably happens.
There's a lot of things that could happen. You never know.
That is so true.
Let's first divert or get these ants out half mile. So I think I think to coax them, I feel like some D&D has to happen.
Is this a skill challenge to get the ants?
Michael, we can animal handle. We can survival. What do you think?
I mean, those were literally the two that I was gonna suggest.
All right, can I do survival to be at the half mile mark to start piling up ant treats?
Sure.
Let me just roll this new dice that we'll talk about in a week or so. Dirty 20.
Beautiful. All right. Are we skill challenging?
I don't know.
We're vague skill challenging. I don't know if you need to do the box skill challenge necessarily.
And maybe it don't make it if we fail.
Yeah. I don't think we're skill challenging, Michael. I think we're
we're just using D&D skills.
We are lowercase skill challenging.
Right. Okay.
We're skills.
Not a capital S skill challenge.
I don't think we're doing 8 successes, 4 that's failures. Great. Unless you want us to.
No, I wasn't planning on that. So I don't. I usually do think about it a little bit beforehand.
I have a question.
Yes.
Remind me, do these ants understand our language? Can we talk
to
them?
No, you can't.
So you're saying I can't use persuasion on the ants? Okay.
No, you can't.
And the ants also look fucked up, so that's going to help us, too.
They do.
They're going to recognize the theodite on it.
Could we just, No, never mind. I'm just, I do, weirdly, after doing this for so long, love to just get in the weeds and come up with, very specific ways to make it, as if half a percent better. It's the audience hates it.
You're treating it like this is an actual battle that you're playing for.
Well, this is what I like about D&D. So. I was let's go steal the queen or an egg and put it in the middle.
Go a whole different side quest.
Yeah.
Steal the queen's egg.
I think it's a good idea. I just don't know if it's needed for our story.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're out there. You've got meat?
Meat. We're talking corn.
Wheat.
Ice cream.
They're big crumbs.
Lobsters. Fishies.
What? The ants like fish?
They like trash, I think.
Bang bang shrimp.
They fucking love bang bang shrimp.
They love it.
Accidentally put some borax in there.
Uh-oh.
Hedging my bets.
They love it.
They love
for
it.
Now.
Hey, garbage that's like my wife.
if there's I requisition from the Hunters Guild, I buy from them if possible, Michael, a recent kill. So it looks like the ants took down an elk or some bullshit.
Oh, fuck
like that.
Yeah. Make it nasty.
Get nasty. See, these things are a goddamn menace. They killed the sheep.
Yeah, get the entrails pull them out.
Also, there's all this goddamn corn.
Why is all this corn here?
Ah, menace. So glad you guys are here to help us with our corn thieving ants. Let's go this way.
All right, so you set up the zone, and you get the ants' food and whatnot, and so now Lucy is going to attempt to bring as many
bugs
as they can.
Yes.
Okay. So, all right. Let's get into some more D&D. Actually, there's been some D&D this episode.
Yeah. Bachman rolls. This is all D&D.
Yeah.
This is all even when we don't roll, it's still D&D.
Still D&D. Okay. So, yeah, you see clouds of dust rising from the distance, which you know means a carriage is coming.
Should we go get Elwyn's corpse and just toss him in the middle of goddamn street?
No!
And be like, look, they did this. No, we should not do that.
How dead does he look?
Go dig it up. I'm assuming he's buried in the ground now.
Yeah.
He's been dead for several days. This is the eighth day.
We're at the eighth day. We just started the seventh. We skipped the seventh. This is what we all been doing, the seventh.
Oh, it's the night of the seventh then, I guess.
Okay, cool.
Okay. So it's nighttime. Okay. Okay.
It is nighttime, yes.
It'd be hilarious if they just like made camp a mile from town.
Like, oh, come on.
The ants took all the elk and corn.
the ants ate everything and now they're hungry again.
Shut up, ant.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of radiant mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of HIMS? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with HIMS, I don't have to. Through HIMS, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp, or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the Arch Lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIM subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's HIMS.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto friendly, gluten, grain, and soy free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
So you see the cloud getting a little bit closer and a little bit closer, and you start to be able to hear, you know, rumbling wheels off in the distance.
Are you two also with me, or are you with Aunt Caravan?
Yeah, who is here?
I'm definitely there with you. Yeah. I would think we are. I think I would say we're like in the like trees nearby watching.
Yeah, right? we are hiding for sure.
Yes.
And then Screech gonna come back and be with us, or where is he now?
I mean, I'm chasing down the carriage, so I'm on my way in your direction.
Okay.
Yeah, you can be, at this point, you can be well past them if you want. Like, you can probably travel faster than they're not hauling ass or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hauling ants.
So you can be here if you want to be here.
I'm there.
All right. So you hear them coming, but there are no ants yet.
Oh God. Lucy, better get here quick.
Okay, but alternatively, if the ants don't show up and then just see this trash and a dead elk, I mean, that does something also for sure.
We have to take this town over. They surely have a problem.
Can I text Lucy? Where be you?
I mean, yeah, Screech is back with the other
ants.
The other part of the sending stone.
Yeah.
You can send Lucy a message. What do you send, Lucy?
Where are you? Where are the ants? We're waiting. We've got this big pile of junk, the stuff that they love the most.
You get 3 dots. And then nothing.
Goddamn. She stresses me out.
And then you get a message. Okay. And it's some acronym. Acronym. It's some acronym. that you are unfamiliar with.
What does it say?
You don't know.
Ikiakagak.
It must be halfling or something.
Can I say it out loud?
It's a bunch of letters that I don't know.
Oh, okay. Perfect. No, I can't. I try to say it because I don't realize it's an acronym, and I'm like, I think she's busy. It kind of looks...
Oh, she just dropped her sending stone.
Yeah.
If you want to roll, like, an intelligence...
I don't think Rourke is smart. I should play smarter characters, but it's fun. I can do this, though.
I believe I can think.
I cast guidance on you. You can add a
d4. Oh my god, I might not even need it.
Too bad. Sorry, Celine. You didn't see nothing.
Oh shit!
I mean, at this point.
Sorry, Celine, you didn't see anything.
I got 17. I'm so smart.
You aren't super sure, but you think it is essentially... Like, I'm almost there, God. And sure enough, just when you think it's too late for Lucy to arrive.
You're the man.
Chuck is standing behind Celine, about to bash her skull in with a mace. And sees the ants like,
how's that going to help me?
I'm not going to help you, but it'll help me. Like, I got her. She's bad.
Wow, you're just going to immediately turn on me. Okay.
Said it would.
And so you're all, like, in the bushes and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like, a bit back.
So you see a little halfling riding an ant, and there's a bunch of ants behind it, probably like 10, and they're all just riding in formation. They're busting in, and Lucy pulls up short, and all of the ants stop, and then they start like sort of nosing around with their little antlers.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Not antlers, antenna. All words are hard for me tonight, apparently.
They should be called antlers. Because
they're ants.
Because they're ants.
They should be called antlers.
Oh, no, they're antennas.
Antennas. Thank you. And they start, you know, munching on corn and Doritos and elk.
Elk. Ice creams.
Pulling the entrails out of the elk.
Yeah, we shove some of the corn inside the elk just in case they don't like meat. I think they like sugar. I don't know.
They've got to be covered.
I had a lot of ants when I ate watermelon one time. God damn, it made me mad.
Have you ever brought a peony inside? Nothing but ants.
They really do have a lot of ants on them. That is so true.
All right. So you wait for, you know, just a few minutes. The carriage is getting closer and closer. And you can see them now pretty clearly up ahead. There's a driver. And he sort of stands up, and he's like, you know, looking, and you can kind of hear him. It's hard. It's very, I mean, you can roll perception if you want to see what he's saying, but he's starting to shout something.
17.
I did bad. I got an 11.
Sure. I got a 20.
That's very good. Yeah, it's hard to make out what he's saying, but he is relaying that there is a bunch of weird monsters up on the road.
Oh, there's a bunch of goddamn ants up here.
Is that a fucking ant? Too big for an ant.
Big ass fucking ants?
That's a boar. Too many legs for a boar. Fuck you, Dale.
Dale? Who's Dale?
Yeah, Dale the carriage driver. I hacked into Michael.
Oh, so one of the OTs is saying fuck you to the carriage driver.
In my lore, the carriage driver isn't in the OT.
No, yes. He's not. You're right.
Yeah,
he's just a carriage driver.
Yeah, they've come with like a whole retinue.
I imagine him just being like, "What in tarnation?
That's a goddamn ant! I swear to fucking Raya, that's a fucking ant.
That's a fucking ant."
So the carriage is slowing down. They do appear to be stopping.
Hell yeah, they are.
And one of the doors opens up, and a rather small, probably half-elf, steps out and starts doing some kind of like incantation-y sort of things. And then an enormous fireball bursts from their hands. And it ignites a huge portion of the little scenario in front of you.
Oh.
And lots of the ants are screaming.
Screaming? Like literal screams?
Like,
ah! It's my birthday! I'm a little birthday boy!
You lied to me! You said there'd be ice creams!
And maybe it's their cries, but the earth starts to roil.
Uh-oh.
And
I say excuse me.
A huge sinkhole starts to form under under the carriage.
How fortuitous!
What?
This rules. This whips.
This is great. This is freaking out.
We're doing
great.
It. We're doing it.
Holy shit.
And it starts to sink under the ground, and the other, you know, there's a couple more people in the carriage, and they're sort of spilling out, trying to get out of it. And you see these, well, like, you've seen them before. They're these giant praying mantis type creatures.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They call their daddies.
And everyone is freaking out. Oh, what do you all do?
I watch.
I'm gonna say, I think right now I'm just hanging back.
Yeah, do we come in?
Do we have any reason to intervene?
I think we want to watch one round of D&D combat to see what happens.
Like, to see how, like, yeah, like, does it seem likely that the ants or the OT will prevail?
Yeah, and then on initiative count 20, next round, I think we want to enter the fight. Well, we want to decide again.
I think if it looks like the OT is going to defeat the ants, then we run in like, oh, you found them.
Yeah.
If not,
you did it.
Let it happen.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. Or I am nervous, and I brought this up last night when we were eating hot dogs in the D&D game, or this afternoon. I am nervous if we kill every OT member, they're just going to send more.
And they probably will.
That's, yeah.
No, I think this is a temporary.
We kill one, take them back, we weaken at Bernie's, one, so they think everything is fine.
Okay.
Oh.
And then we're good.
Or we just kill all of them. And weakens and Bernie one, then when and then
yes,
all of them.
Very complex marionette setup that can control.
Yeah,
oh my
God. I can eventually learn a spell that make like what was it like gentle repose, and that way we can weaken a Bernie this forever. Really,
can we just find a necromancer who brings everyone into zombies?
We'll see.
That means no.
No, at least for around Michael DeMauro, we want to
let him
see what
let
happens.
Him fight.
And
that way we can see like what they've got in them, you know, what are their spells of choice and such.
Yeah. Okay. So you are watching this all unfold. It seems like the carriage is going to fully get engulfed and drag underground.
Get fucked.
Dale just got ripped in half.
No!
Dude, I thought Dale was gonna be cool and he was like get his horses out, and I was like, wow, Dale's winning.
I feel bad now.
I hate that we invented Dale only to die.
What?
Yeah. The power we have.
He said one tarnation.
God damn it, my body.
I'm dying.
I don't feel so good.
No. As he's sucked underground.
Yeah, it's like Jeremy Irons and fucking Starship Troopers. He's like, shoot me in the head.
There ain't nothing wrong with getting sucked underground. You know what I'm saying?
Sucked above ground, sucked underground. I don't care who's even doing this. Happy Pride, by the way.
As long as you're getting sucked.
You've been sucked by a mandible.
That's what it feels like to drive a Ford F-150.
Ford, call us. We have good ideas.
Didn't we almost get like a Toyota ad?
Yeah, we almost got like a local Toyota ad.
Toyota. Yes,
save it for the Toyota ad. It'll come in handy.
You ever get sucked off in a sinkhole? That's like riding a Toyota.
Like a Toyota Tundra.
Spill your seed with all the rest of the seeds.
Too far.
Underground.
We should never record on a Thursday.
I don't even know what's happening anymore.
I don't either.
We're just watching people die.
We're very upset.
Right,
Dale,
you saw Dale get ripped in half.
Yeah, he got ripped in pieces.
Fuck.
R.I.P. Dale.
You see another much larger person wearing OT garb. You know, Celine would recognize them immediately as an OT person, a couple ranks above them, and they are they unleash a lightning bolt, which catches one of the huge insects square in the chest, and its carcass kind of like crinkles down. But there seem to be more coming, and it is not looking great for the humanoids in this scenario.
Sick. Interesting. What do we do, gang? Can we do classic D&D break the round continuum discussion? Like, as long as we don't go,
yeah, of course.
Greetings, adventurers, overplan.
Well, okay, so I have a question. Do I recognize at all either of the OT people? Are there people I don't know at all?
You think you've seen the smaller one?
Okay.
Around, because you think that they were maybe like a, you know, you ran into them as like a teacher's assistant or something
right,
like that
right,
during
they
your
were
training.
Like a little higher up than me and around.
Yeah, but you don't recognize the other person, even though they're very large for a human.
I mean, I do feel like Celine is, like, starting to, like, feel slightly bad.
Yeah, because you're seeing your compatriots get ripped.
I know,
ripped to
and
stretch.
Especially if it's someone I, like, kind of recognize. Like,
yeah, Dale helped you out, you know?
He probably drove you to class one time and snuck you in.
Yeah, he would give you little treats.
Just like a horse.
Okay, now listen, I don't agree to this full backstory for Dale. I don't agree to this. It's too sad. I'm already mourning Dale, okay?
His family died, so he took you as his family.
Mm-hmm. No!
Celine, it ain't much, but here's a really small Christmas tree.
Stop
it! Only has one little baby branch.
No!
And here's my wife. I love her so much.
You were saying you hope this mission ended because you knew that Dale's graduation was, or his retirement was just a few months away.
Was 8 days later.
Okay. I mean, Celine's feeling bad, but her desire to not get caught is greater than the amount that she feels bad. So,
and I think we would probably ask Celine what she wants to do. Right, gang? What do you think?
Yeah. Well, at least get her input on, like, her thoughts.
Wow, they're, like, really getting them out there. I just, you know, I know this was our plan and all, but, like, I didn't know it was going to be, like, this vicious, but at the same time, isn't this kind of what we want? I don't know.
We should wait till at least one of the OT dies.
An ear slaps Celine in the face.
Michael, do any? Chuck says he doesn't want to go in until he sees like a legit OT die.
Right.
Can we ready our not heroic? I don't think we can say that. our scoundrel show up. Well, they're evil, so I don't think we have to feel bad about this.
Yeah, you guys. Celine is conflicted because she's stupid.
If I see Celine is conflicted, then my old army training will kick in, and I'll start making, like,
okay, we wait until one of them drops, and then we sprint as fast as we can, neutralize any of the stronger ones from a distance, and...
By stronger ones, you mean the ants? Are we going to let the people? Are we going to rescue them?
Yes.
Okay.
We need these ones to be thankful to us. So
that's
that
true.
They don't,
that's
we don't
right.
have to
okay.
send a whole conversation when they send out new ones. So, everyone get ready.
That's true. What we want is, like, one to survive.
Yes. As soon as the first one drops, the first one with a collar drops, we rush in. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Yeah, let's do it.
What's our motive? Can we set the scene?
Okay, we've been battling over there. They stole our prize pig.
Yes.
We were going to win this year. God damn it. I don't care what anyone says.
We've been fattening that pig up.
Sorry to interrupt.
He ate at our table. What's that?
I just think it would make more sense probably if we kept it to the mine and not whatever we were talking about with the pig.
We'll see if it comes up.
Okay.
Yeah, so another one of the helpers has died. And
Dale too.
No. Dale and Gail.
Gail.
It's Dale's wife.
Oh, they were gonna go on their second honeymoon.
They love cruises.
They were using the money from the wagon business so that they could afford an old bread and breakfast.
Oh no!
I'm a terrible person.
You don't see any of the OT die, but you do see them. The whole scenario getting pulled underground.
Oh, shit.
Oh!
I don't like that. This is...
Do we know what's, like, like, is that the part of the mine?
Probably more caves.
Falling into?
I have to say, I know we mentioned going to help them, but I don't think it's safe to go jump into a sinkhole. But perhaps we could do a rescue mission down in the mines.
But I think they need to see us. So if we run out now, they'll see us. And if we have a rope or something, we can throw it at them. If they get pulled under,
at least
they can see us trying.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Let's go.
Throw the rope at them, like, still all, like, wrapped up.
The whole thing.
All right, gang, let's go. Let's roll initiative.
Okay.
This is something we said in the army.
Transform and roll initiative.
Oh my god.
Are we rolling initiative?
Yeah, go for it. Why not?
Are we trying to save them, or we're just trying to, like, show that we're there?
Are we sending thoughts and prayers, or are we actually helping?
Well, I think we want at least one to maybe survive.
We want at least one to survive, so we will be killing the bugs. And we don't like the bugs, so any help we can get killing the bugs is good.
Can we have the one that Celine knows to survive?
I mean, that's what would be my preference. Not the big one. The big one seems like a problem.
Yeah. Let them die.
Too big. Too scary.
Well, what if you know? Up.
Oh, what? Yeah, but what if you know the one that you know is a prick?
Oh, shit.
I don't know that, though.
You don't know that, though.
No, they're a fucking prick.
I mean, I just assume it would be better to get rid of the higher level person.
So true.
Have a more junior person reporting back.
Totally agree. Okay.
All right. What are those initiative rolls?
29.
29?
You can't roll that high.
What is your initiative modifier?
My initiative is plus 10.
How?
What the fuck? Hell?
We're at level
three?
That's crazy.
Rogues, I got like a 7.
I got a 9.
A 29. Wow.
I got an 18.
So Screech does instant transmission.
Yeah.
Michael, on the Magic the Gathering stack, at the end of the last player's end phase, I would like to use Emboldening Bond, and I put it on Rourke, and then I go... Wait, Screech, are you in Screech form, or...
No, I'm in squirrel form with my dick out.
Oh, that's right, because your pants fell down.
He lost all three of his pants.
I take my cloak and wrap it around hours ago so that my daughter doesn't have to see this. And then I reach out. Is it okay if I kind of give you a boon magically, Squirrel Man?
Yes, give me your boon.
And okay, so you two have the motherfucking add a d4 to attack roll, ability check, or saving throw.
And Selena's like pretending she's not saying this.
Yeah.
Well, oh, the boon's not magic, though, right?
It's a magical bond, but, you know, okay. I have no idea what it looks like.
The squirrel man, he would accept this boon and then, like, immediately look disgusted, like the face of, like, a vegan who just ate something they weren't supposed to eat. Like, oh, no!
But your dick twitches a little because you're so goddamn naughty.
Oh, my God.
Is that a separate thing, or is that like...
Well, you're just being naughty. Ooh, I'm using magic. Why does it feel good?
So sorry, could I put Bardic Inspiration on my papa?
Yeah.
D6.
Thank you.
So Lucy goes, so what's the plan? We're taking down the bugs?
Yeah, but you stay back, because I don't want to explain your whole deal. But if they seem like they're gonna kill us, throw one of those grenades.
I don't have any more grenades.
Fuck! I should have asked that earlier today when we were in our hot dogs.
All right, but we're gonna kill the OT people eventually, right?
No.
Well, all but one. We're gonna send one on their way.
We are not gonna kill any of them. We might let some die, but we need to make sure at least the one Celine knows survives.
Okay. I get what you're saying. And Lucy elbows Rourke and winks.
Oh boy.
Rourke, it's very important.
I think that's...
You're my sun, moon, and stars.
I think that that's what we need to do, Lucy.
Okay, I get it. Wink. All right, and then we engage in battle. Next week.
Next week!
Next week!
No, shit!
I want to do it now.
Are you telling me I got a 29 initiative and I gotta wait till next week?
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
To be fair, next week is only like 4 days.
It is really true.
That's true. It's sooner. It's sooner.
That is true, actually.
Guys, honestly, this could have gone worse so far, which maybe I shouldn't have said out loud.
Like, it's been going pretty well.
When the ants almost didn't show up, I was like, God damn it. We're screwed. We're all going to go to jail. This is going to be a jail arc.
We're going to jail. We did have a whole jail arc in the last campaign.
True.
So.
Yeah,
that's true.
Should we have another one? That's what the people are clamoring for more of.
Jail part two.
A more mundane, shittier jail.
This sucks. They're making me sew panties in jail.
Fuck. I'm so scared. But yeah, we'll see you guys next Tuesday, I guess.
Yeah.
You out there in Twitch land have the opportunity to win some beautiful dice. Mm-hmm. Dice that look a little something like this. You can enter the code Thursday, hashtag Thursday in Twitch chat right now. Every single week we give out a pair of beautiful Die Hard dice. You can go to dieharddice.com. And then you can enter the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation point and get 15% off your entire order. So even if you do not win today, you will be a winner forever and ever with Greetings Adventurers. Wow. And stay tuned for a special Greetings Adventurers dice announcement. Ooh. Tease, tease, tease.
What could this be?
I don't know. Maybe I teased it. Maybe the dice I held up real fast. Whoa. That was blurry. It was special. Whoa. Oh, shit, look.
Who knows?
Congratulations to Patrick Nilsson. You are the winner. Woo! Of the Die Hard Dice code.
Hell yeah.
Yes. To all those out there that did not win, remember, use the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark and tell them that you love the dice and we sent you. Yada, yada, yada. They're so good. They're the only dice I use, mostly. So
they true. Really are extremely good and beautiful dice, and they feel so good in the hand.
I don't use my super rad $270 dice. Like, ever?
they're too expensive to use.
Well, the D20 doesn't roll good.
Wow. See, your diehard dice, you're going to want to use them.
Their D20s roll good.
Diehard. Their D20s roll good. Wow. Thank you, Diehard. You're the best. Hey, if you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. We're at D&D Podcast. We're also on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. And you can always check our Patreon at patreon.com/dndpodcast. I am at Thrifty Nerd, and I would love it if you would check out my YouTube. Remember last week we were at, 220, I think? But this is my subs for my YouTube. This is the thing that we all care about.
I do care about, because you give us updates.
I like it a lot.
I'm hearing the progress.
Well, 326 now.
Hell yeah.
Damn.
Nice.
That's really
That's
good.
Exciting.
I feel like at Dear Internet, you're at 270 or something.
Right. Well, so guys, Dear Internet has come in and given us so many more.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys, Gap's got to come back and
yeah.
Gapcast,
so
keep bumping it.
Dear listeners, we are now in a civil war between Dear Internet and Greetings Adventurers.
Why? Yeah.
After each plug from the podcast, who will give Michael
more YouTube subs
hits?
Oh, gotcha.
Well, now, Michael, are you doing the math right? Because are you counting
you
when we stream
it. You
or when
think
the episodes?
About it. Okay. You shouldn't think about it.
Whatever gets you the most.
Yeah, exactly.
We are losing
to Dear Internet, and that's all you need to know. So we're 326. We'll see where we're at next week.
Yeah, it's just like how we say there's exactly a number of GeeklyCon tickets for your family constantly. You can follow me on Twitter at Tim Lanning. Jennifer and I have said, we started Left Behind Podcast. Thank you so much for all the really, really, really nice and kind compliments we've gotten on the show. I was a little nervous about it, but other than one butthurt Christian, everyone's been really cool. Check out my Thursday streams at 2 p.m. Eastern on twitch.tv/geeklyinc. It's with a different crew. And IDM, and right now we're playing through Rime of the Frostmaiden, and we just got to a very intense part of the adventure.
You can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek, and as Tim said, follow Tribulation Farce. Download it.
You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard. You can find me on Instagram at TheNikaHoward. You can find my spicy sites at Nika_Howard. It's basically my name. It's my name. It's all the same. Come see me on the internet.
You can find me at the Mike Bachman. Also, head on over to album.link/rollforstreetwise. The album's out. You can listen to it. That'll tell you everywhere you can listen to it. You can hear it on Napster. We're on there.
Napster?
Mm-hmm. What an exciting time to be alive. We've got a new podcast. We've got albums.
Napster's back.
Napster's back.
LimeWire's back. You name it. Kazaa.
Well, gosh, thank you, everybody. It has been so much fun. Until next time, keep it dicey.
Lights go out, we dig up a corpse.
Were we supposed to record that?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.